Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, and with all that's going on, back from Charleston, I recommend most things about it, except the grits. Somebody's going to have to explain it. Oh, my God, particularly in a buffet line, and you see them. Oh, my goodness, and some kind of pepper gravy and the same thing there at Embassy Suites. Stop it with the grits. I don't want to see them. Replace it with something else. Yeah, but you have to experience the South. I'm looking at it. No way. All right, but I wanted to announce this. DJ just sent me this. Publishers Clearing House has declared bankruptcy. You know what that means? Quote, in quotes, forever winners will no longer get paid. You know how you win forever? They show up at the door, allegedly. With this bankruptcy, they will no longer get paid. That's what the bottom line is. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. Of course, we had Scott Presler. By the way, so before I get to Presler, there is a new study out today. And the study in chapter and verse does talk about a culture of assassination on the left. Justification of the attacks on President Trump, the killing of Charlie Kirk, and also, they throw in Elon Musk. This is an assassination culture, and it's more than just the fringe of the fringe. It's more widespread than that. Users are increasingly associated with the memes of the Luigi Mangione, that clown, right? A judge just said this morning he can get paroled now. They dropped the terrorism charge on him. How is he not a death penalty? And I'll get to Kirk in a moment here. So this study talking about how widespread this is, the fun these people are having, how it all intersects, may have been one of the best explanations for the guy who is the prime suspect, the guy who most likely did it, killed Charlie Kirk. So the idea that aggravated murder is what he's going to be charged with, just think of how ludicrous this is. You assassinate someone like a political candidate. Not that it matters, in the prime of his life, father, husband, two kids, the whole thing, for exercising his freedom of speech in a very public place. And we have to scrape around to try to come up a way to put him to death. I just don't understand how America has laid down to the other side. And I always say that capital punishment is one of the best examples. This is pretty clear. You take someone's life in whatever the state law is, definition of first degree murder, you get executed in a timely manner. It's simple. No column A, no column B. Well, you know, Charlie Kirk was a family man. The other column. Well, Charlie Kirk was a bloviator. He's being accused of racist and misogyny. Oh, let's all add him up here. No, no, no. It has nothing to do with anything else. It has to do with the sanctity of life. You kill someone, you get the death penalty. I want to see this guy get the death penalty sooner rather than later, because if he doesn't get executed during the Trump years and we don't win, he's never going to get executed. How have we lost that? And throughout the show today, I'll go through a little bit more of this study, but Rand Paul is seen as the, at least to me, a prime defender of the First Amendment. I'm going to play you a cut of Rand Paul talking about the fact that, yes, you can be fired. Freedom of speech involves the government. That's what the First Amendment is. You want to be like this teacher who apparently is an emotionally, what is the exact title? She's a teacher of backing up people on emotion in Lancaster. Lancaster. And Lancaster will not offer up, if anything has happened to her discipline-wise, for her vitriolic attack on Charlie Kirk. She's someone who bills herself as someone attuned to the emotions of kids in school. Really? They're going to let this woman continue to be in that place? So here is Rand Paul. This will be cut 25, making the point that, yes, an employer can say, no, you are bad for my business. Other people will not want to do business with me because you're out there publicly cheering on the death of someone, even if you differ with them. Then I'm going to play you a minister, a clown I'm thinking of inviting on the show just for a knockdown drag out over this, reveling in the fact, and you're going to hear the congregation, I think in D.C. this guy is, jumping up and down because he's not going to say anything good about Charlie Kirk. I'm telling you, if I could come into that church and just start a quiz of what he knows about Charlie Kirk, you know what the result would be. He's just gone off what is a convenient talking point. I am have to admit, though, watching this, well, I was on Thursday when we first got a chance to talk about this, sadly, because of his passing on Wednesday. I was surprised at the fullness of the reach of Charlie Kirk. I thought he was a phenom on college campuses. We know the talk radio side, the MAGA a little bit, but it seems to go way beyond that. Frank Ferry, the state senator from Bucks County, will be here. He was at a vigil, was either last night or the night before, in which they remembered appropriately Irina, the Ukrainian refugee killed by a maniac on that light train in Charlotte, and Charlie Kirk. I'm glad that they recognized both. And apparently this in Morristown, I'm looking at a vigil. What is it that drew all these people to Charlie Kirk? A lot of them were not the people from college campuses. And here's a stunning number. By the way, this week's Reading, Writing, and Reasoning, I'm devoting, because we had some great guests on, a replay of breaking down the reach and the importance of Charlie Kirk with Scott Presler, the head of the Young Republicans, and the head of Republicans on college campus nationwide. That'll probably be on Saturday, I guess. We'll give you the exact details of it. But Scott Presler is back with us today. All right, here's Rand breaking down what is the takeaway from this. By the way, 38% in this new study on the left, the Blusky, the left's form of X or Twitter.
Blue Sky.
I know what it is, but I didn't. It's Blue Sky. Okay. I didn't know if they pushed it together in that Blue Sky. 38% believe in the assassination attempt on Trump, Elon Musk, and certainly Charlie Kirk. And this is clearly the home of the left and this type of meme that's out there is very much in play. Sure, are there people on the right that we know that? Is this the time for that? No. The time for that now is some kind of action that's going to curtail this while this is hot, while it's present on our mind. The thing I said on Thursday was that here you have an assassination, not somebody, you know, deranged running a Charlie Kirk, but someone plotting this, hitting him from a distance of 200 yards plus. That's what happens with presidential candidates. It's shocking to see that play out. Here's Rand now as we talk about, all right, what's going to happen coming out of this? A lot of people are in trouble because they're not just saying, I differed with Charlie Kirk, but, you know, he shouldn't have been killed. Fine. They're saying they're taking joy in this, or they're at least justifying this. Here's Rand Paul talking about what an employer can do.
Joining me now is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. He is the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. And Mr. Chairman, it's great to have you this morning. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I want to ask you about two things. On the one hand, I'd like to understand the priorities for keeping this the homeland safe, given your role and all of this worry now after Charlie Kirk's assassination. But I also want to get your take on Section 330. And whether or not there is going to be movements on making sure social media companies have the same liability that other media companies have with regard to what's on their platforms.
Yeah, the with regard to Charlie's death, you know, Kelly and I are obviously still mourning his death. With regard to people making attacks or accusations or, you know, sounding out about committing violence on social media, we're well aware of this. And I was assaulted 6-7 years ago, attacked from behind, had 6 ribs broken and part of my lung removed, and still online on a daily basis, people say they wish that it would happen to me all over again. And by sort of making light of what I suffered, they are encouraging other people to do it. And really, that ought to be taken down, and social media ought to be able to take that down. If people are saying this in their workplace, people say, oh, people have a right to say things. Well, actually, they don't necessarily have a right to say things. Many people have in their contract what we call a moral clause to their contract or a conduct clause. My guess is you have something in your contract that says you have to behave in a certain way in public. Most people do. If you're in the military, you have a conduct code that you have to adhere to in your speech and the way you present yourself to the public. So I think it is time for this to be a crackdown on people. And like I say, it's perfectly legal and legitimate, particularly if it's part of the contract process.
All right, there you go. Now, that doesn't mean the government with each individual. We're not talking about that. We're talking about individual employers that people call attention to. They take a look at this and they say, well, this person's valuable. That's fine. By the way, while we're on it, several NFL teams, I have it here, the NFL teams that did not have a moment of silence or anything like this. They were in the distinct minority for Charlie Kirk. Yes, 5 NFL teams declined the moment of silence for Kirk. And, okay, they can do that. You know, not everybody has to do everything. Yet, strangely, each celebrated George Floyd. The Ravens participated in what was called a National Day of Mourning for George Floyd. The Bengals locked arms in solidarity for George Floyd. The Detroit Lions released a statement honoring George Floyd and had multiple events in his name. The Colts made statements, donated money, and held events in the name of George Floyd. The Vikings created scholarships in Floyd's name, invited Floyd's family to opening day, and multiple Vikings players had team-sponsored visits to the George Floyd Memorial. So, NFL, once again, they're an outfit that's out of control. I think Major League Baseball, I have to look and see if anybody did not do something along these lines. If you're an NFL team, and that's recent memory, you went all out for George Floyd, all right? And you can argue all the elements you want of George Floyd. Okay. Why not Charlie Kirk then? Where's the consistency in that? When you look at the life and the background of George Floyd. Again, not that anyone should be in that circumstance. All right. You take a look at that. Is that the judgment, or is it how the nation felt about that? In the case of Charlie Kirk, it's pretty widespread, to put it mildly. Why were these NFL teams not going to do that? Well, you'd have to look at each individual owner, each individual team. I'm not sure, but they ought to be made to answer for it by the media. Why they would not do that? Because as I said, any communications person would tell you this is morphed into something a lot bigger than I thought it would be when we talked about it on Thursday. It was big. But seeing these vigils, seeing the turnout, seeing the coverage up until this, that's why I'm leading with it still, and a lot of the show today will be with it. This is still apparent because now we're in the stage of what's going to happen as a pushback to this stuff, like that study I talked about. All right, let me give you the side question. Coming up, I'll play this reverend, I believe in D.C., getting stoked up about Charlie Kirk, anti, and the congregation celebrating his remarks. I wouldn't say it's the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, all the chickens coming home to roost, but it is a guy trying to defend the Bible and saying Kirk did not get the Bible, and then he doesn't get the Bible even more. Now, should we try to get a guy like this on for a knockdown drag out? I mean, I am ready for it just to have one of these people laid out, so to speak, metaphorically, that they live in this bubble where they're attacking someone they say who preached hatred, which is anti-Bible, and then their response is, well, let's go back and make a move here that is anti the very same Bible. All right, and we'll get to Josh Shapiro. Let me give you the side question. It goes way back to Wednesday night. I'm over there with Fred Herron. What a great event before Roe and I took off for Charleston. And I'm noticing as I'm bartending, in name only, a B-I-N-O, bartender in name only. but it's all for a good cause. They're telling me pour the tequila to the Tito's line. And these were glasses, shot glasses, I believe they were, that were marked off to a certain line. Of course, Fred Herron was filling it over the line. He's running for office.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I'd have anything to lose. I'm saying, well, I got it right on the I wasn't a stickler. You know, I pushed it. And by the way,
you're being very cost effective for the business.
Yeah, I mean, come on, the business opened it up. I knew Fred Herron was going to pour more in there anyhow. I let him be the hero. And it was the Tito's line, they said. So we kicked it around a little bit. We're looking for, and I thought of some new ones. We're looking for a line, a boundary, geographic or otherwise, that's a separator. Let me give you some examples. I think I came up with a brilliant one, if I say so myself. Everybody knows the Mendoza line. I was trying to explain that to Roe on the plane yesterday. Oh, my God. trying to explain.
explain it to the audience now, Dom.
Yeah, well, the whole key is, how did this guy Mendoza stay in the league year after year? I believe mostly for the Pirates, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And he was hitting under 200 consistently, sometimes way below 200 with no power. I mean, there was like no, and I think that's why they came up with the line. Like, how in the world are you still a big league player? Oh, I don't know. Think of the Stubbs guy. I can't stand that guy. Stubbs. Seeing him in the celebrations again with the Phillies, the master of celebrations.
Yeah.
I think the Phillies are over celebrating winning the, you know, they got
over
fish.
Celebrating. Yeah, oh, no, I think
bigger.
You got to celebrate that every time.
A little bit. But I think they got bigger fish to fry. I think they're playing so well. They're so way beyond that now. They're like on the 1-2 level league wide, I think.
Definitely in the National League. I agree with that.
I think across the board, they just are coming together now. They can go.
They need
cold.
To get healthy.
Yeah, well, they can go cold pretty quickly. We've seen that. Okay. So that's a Mendoza line. 38th parallel. Is when the North Koreans came across 38th parallel in Korea. And here's the one that I think is kind of a boundary, the warning track.
Oh.
Yes. I just came to me on the plane yesterday. Yeah. When you hit the warning track, there's a reason there. You're coming near the wall.
Yeah. Dirt line in the outfield. It's that warning.
Warning.
You're going to hit the wall. You're going to pull an Aaron Rowand and break your nose.
All-time great play. I thought that was a good one, though. What's yours?
So I have a few here, and I want to get in the spirit of this question so it can really get it out there, get some good answers going. The first one I'm going to take off is the first one that came to mind when I first pitched this question, and that would be the Mason-Dixon line, which is the line that separates the north and the south in the United States, which is at the base of Pennsylvania and the top of Maryland. The next one I thought of after a long weekend of watching football, and that would be the line of scrimmage. That is the invisible line in which the football placed on. No, that's the first down line. We're talking about the black line here that they put on TV. You put the football down. The defense cannot cross that invisible line. The offense cannot cross that invisible line until the ball is snapped.
Unless it's a tush push, then all hell breaks loose.
That's a different discussion. But then the third one I'm going to take off, how about the Great Wall of China?
Yes.
It itself is a line, a border that separates the northern part of China with the southern part of Mongolia.
Absolutely.
So three good lines right there in my
opinion. Yeah. So there's a million of them. Grab yours. I got some, you know, you can twist it, words with it in it, etc. Lines are important. They're a metric. You know, good fences make good neighbors. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us with that. Your reaction to where we are. And I'll play you. What Rand Paul said is accurate. You can be fired. That's not the First Amendment. You know, how far should this go? Should that be the penalty? Well, you're a teacher of emotional support in Lancaster, and you're celebrating and saying no empathy for Charlie Kirk. Yeah, I don't think you ought to be a teacher for emotional support. I think you're outing yourself here. And people can apologize and all. We have some locals that have gotten into trouble for this. But this minister in D.C. is a special case. We'll play that and your calls at 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Beautifully played. I see one online already that might be a winner. Just do that. Look, people know me. I'm intrigued by that. One of my top 10 things on the year might be an answer here. All right. So the food has arrived, right, Henry? And it's going to be the prize today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
the leftovers.
No, it's not the leftovers. No, this is made fresh. Sean's enjoying the Qdoba right now. all this week we're playing for a $50 Qdoba gift card.
Each day, that's right. A $50 gift card to Qdoba Mexican Eats, known for bold, customizable flavors. Guacamole, signature three cheese, queso, and entrees.
Queso?
Is it queso? Okay.
Yeah.
Entrees from tacos and burrito bowls, et cetera. So we'll have that every day at about 2:14 for the prize of Dom's Money Melody. And usually we have Gallo, so we're all fooded up for the winner of the week on the side question. All right, start them coming here, 855-839-1210. One is one I've said, and it's an important one here locally, that a lot of money was spent to try to talk about erasing history. All right, I'll hold up on the Reverend. Let's go to Richard in Westchester. You know, we're always accused of erasing history. I debated the commissioner of Lower Marion. And if this had been in studio, it would have been physical. It was that bad. Just over this. Richard, what's your answer?
Well, this also happened in Lower Marion when I was giving us a talk with the Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
We were talking about City Line Avenue.
That's what we were.
They interrupted me with their condescension and said it's not City Line Avenue, it's City Avenue.
And I grew up with
City Line Avenue. Yep. To me, it's City Line Avenue.
It always will be. And it was named City Line Avenue because they wanted a line of the suburbs versus the city, and rightfully so. That's why it was City Line Avenue. It still should be. A lot of money was spent to erase that from our collective memory. I'm glad you didn't forget. It is not City Avenue, it's City Line Avenue.
They're so condescending there. That's actually one reason why I got into politics.
Yep. Well,
just to show these people.
Anything else, Richard? We'll put you down for that one.
No, actually, now I'm in Cincinnati. I'm no longer in Westchester.
Oh,
I escaped,
okay.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
To change the title.
What was it, the chili?
No, the chili's awful here. It's called Grandchildren.
All right. I'm glad you're still with us. Thank you, Richard. It's Skyline Chili.
Yeah, Skyline Chili hasn't gone to his head yet.
Raleigh James would say, how about if we take a ride to Cincinnati? I followed her at WWDB for a while. Man. Let's go to Cincinnati and get some Skyline Chili after a show. My God. From here. Okay. Here's a reverend from D.C. At a church service attacking Charlie Kirk on the Bible.
Charlie Kirk did not deserve to be assassinated. But I'm overwhelmed seeing the flags of the United States of America at half staff calling this nation to honor and venerate a man who was an unapologetic racist and spent all of his life sowing seeds of division and hate into this land. And hearing people with selective rage who were mad about Charlie Kirk but didn't give a damn about Melissa Hortman and her husband when they were shot down in their home, tell me I ought to have compassion for the death of a man who had no respect for my own life. I am sorry, but there's nowhere in Bible where we are taught to honor evil. And how you die does not redeem how you lived. You do not become a hero in your death when you are a weapon of the enemy in your life. I can abhor the violence that took your life. don't have to celebrate how you chose to live. I am overwhelmed.
Is that it? Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. So we'll get your reaction to the reverend there. All right. And again, this whole idea, this is anti the Bible. It's nowhere in Bible. Well, he's nowhere in Bible. He's a hater. It's not as virulent as a Reverend Jeremiah Wright saying America's chickens have come home to roost. But it's approaching it in this moment. All right. And the cheering of the congregation says a lot about them. It's one thing to say we differed with him, you know, et cetera, in a church, congregation, wound up like that. All right. Coming up, Jody Weiss. Jody Weiss was the superintendent of police in Chicago in recent memory, and he's been at the FBI level at a very high level also. He's with us because the president, again, over the weekend, we're going into Memphis, talked about Chicago as the ultimate destination. What would the National Guard do in Chicago? How would that go? And in his view, what's the problem there? I think Chicago is arguably, well, Memphis statistically, but Chicago, carjacking and the like, and just murders, seems to be right there vying for the worst. We'll get his view, informed view, from someone who actually led the force there. Hey, let's talk about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. Now, I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So, if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even you've been putting off seeing a dentist, or you're a general dentist that could use some backup on complicated cases, Bentz Dental Group, they're your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. I'm always happy with what he and his team have done for me and my oral health. I've explained that. It's been tremendous. Why not get that same group? It's right there. Great road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule your appointment now at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. That's BentzDentalGroup.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Boy, you talk about a cop that's been involved in really high-level action. Jody Weiss, former superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, served in the FBI, retiring as a special agent in charge of the Philadelphia field office, one of the FBI's largest field offices when he retired, served in seven cities, and he was offered to us by the RNC because it's clear it's not just Memphis. We're probably going to see some kind of activity in Chicago, and Chicago is notorious at this point. What is it that the, what could you do there that would change that? During his time, the Chicago Police Department achieved its lowest homicide totals in 45 years under Jody's watch. Jody Weiss with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Superintendent, welcome, and thanks for your service and continued service.
Well, thank you. It's always nice talking to somebody from Philadelphia again. As you mentioned, that was my last stop in the Bureau, and I love Philadelphia. It was a great city, great working relationship with all the law enforcement agencies. It's just some really good people. But, I see this stuff going on in Chicago and Memphis. I do think there's some very interesting opportunities that could take place for them. And they have achieved some really remarkable reductions in violent crime, and that's great. However, when you still lead the country in the number of murders for 13 consecutive years, it's hard to say, yep, everything is good, we've got this covered. And I think the governor there, when he says that, just makes him look like a fool. So what could happen on this, Dom? So I know there's going to be ramped up resources coming in from the federal side of the house. That means more FBI agents, more ATF agents, more marshals, more DEA. So they'll be able to run a lot more federal investigations, and they're also going to have to bring in some federal prosecutors. So what can that do? Well, you can take a lot of cases that might normally go by the state. For example, a convicted felon is found with a gun. Oftentimes that'll go state charge. It can go federal. One of my favorite federal violations that can help local crime, we used it in Philadelphia, was the Hobbs Act. If someone knocks off a convenience store because that's interfering with interstate commerce and they use a gun or some other form of violence, that can be a federal case. It can be a 20-year sentence. So that can really be discourage some of these thugs running around the streets, because with a federal case, you're going to go away for a longer period of time. But more importantly, I think you're going to go far, far away. There could be somebody charged in Philadelphia, convicted in Philadelphia, and they may do their federal time out here in Phoenix at the Federal Correctional Institute out here. So they can really bring a lot of power to bear. And then also the long-term cases, the RICO investigations and stuff like that. The problem with those, Dom, is they take too long. It'll take 2-3 years. There's more of these impact cases. And then you look at the National Guard. How can they help? What's really helpful there is the force multiplier. They can bring in so many resources. If there's a open-air drug market, or if there's an area where there's been crime building up, they can put soldiers there just to be a deterrent. They can help with intel, logistics.
Let me stop you with that.
Yeah,
you've seen, and you're in Chicago. You worked in Chicago. You worked in Philadelphia. They say, you know what? It's not Washington. These Chicago gangs, we hear that all the time, et cetera. You put the National Guard there, and the National Guard is going to be afraid because of what will happen. What do you say to that?
It depends what their rules of engagement would be.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really think that you're going to have the military and the soldiers being afraid there. And they're not going to be in there like independent. And if I had a magic wand and I could direct the president, I would say team National Guard with federal agents. For example, there's been a lot of crime on the CTA in Chicago. There really has been.
Yep.
So you put 10 soldiers and two FBI agents riding those trains, that's going to shut down immediately. So I think you don't want to put you don't want to have the soldiers out there by themselves independently. Work as a team and bring in federal resources, that and some local police officers. But I just think you could make such an impact in Chicago and in Memphis. And I think Memphis is going to be a good practice to see how that works. It's a little smaller. One of the most dangerous cities in America, if you look at their violent crime per capita. So I think it's a very good test to see if this is a good game plan. And, of course, you can make adjustments.
Yeah, and the governor is on the side here, so it's going to be interesting. The mayor initially is against it, although the mayor of Washington has said past the 30 days she seems to be okay with it. What do you say to those, Jody, though, who say you just can't do this? I'm trying to give you the – I'm from a cop's family. You know, when you're here in Philadelphia, we had four people active in the Philadelphia Police Department or more at times. So, you know, I was the best protected person in the world at a family event or what you can imagine. But
yeah,
I'll give you the other side here. They say, well, come on, this isn't cost effective. I've seen crazy numbers. It costs $1 million a day to have the guard in D.C. You can't do that forever. What's the answer to that?
You know, Dom, I think where it can help, though, is kind of a reset. I can tell you in Chicago, in the South Side and the West Side, especially with the officers down, about 2,600 officers, the force, they're literally just chasing crime, going from site to site to site. If the National Guard can come in and take in some locations that could deter some of this stuff,
right,
it could give the police a chance to kind of reset. And then once it kind of slows down to the point, then you can start making use of the broken windows theory, trying to go after the small crimes, because that definitely works. But we tried to do it in Chicago when I was there, and a couple of the commanders said, hey, superintendent, we get this, but we don't have the time to take somebody down for a minor crime because we're responding to shootings, to robberies, to rapes, to murders. And, you know, I looked at them, I said, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. New York was blessed because they have 36,000 officers, so they had the manpower. But I do think by bringing in the guard, it can allow the chance for the police to maybe take a breath, sit back, gather themselves, and then start focus on very strategic enforcement. And don't forget, they don't have to do this with just the guard and the police department. I think if they can bring in additional prosecutors, because there could always be task force going on. The problem I always had, some of the prosecutors didn't want to take cases federal. It's like, oh, that's too hard. RICO is too hard. We don't want to do this. But if they get a directive from on high, like, no, you will take these cases federal, you know, that can be a big help because they can take a lot of guys off the street. There's no reason if I got arrested on a state charge of, you know, felon in the possession of a gun, that the FBI office in Chicago could just go down, pick up that report and charge me federally. It could be very easy like that. There just has to be a will. And I think with President Trump and I think with Bondi, I definitely think there can be a commitment to taking those cases federal. And that can have an immediate impact. It already has. Now let's take it to the next level.
I got to ask, what the heck are you doing in private security here? I got to tell my people that we talk within the Trump administration. Get this guy in the next plane to Washington. Sit him down in there. Let him just say the stuff that you're saying that you've already proven. You know, a theory that I have seeing this play out, Jody, and the people we talk with, I've taken the train station, and I haven't had to do it in Washington in the last 4 or 5 years. When I took it, it was thriving. There were jazz bands when you get off the train. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, over the last 8 to 10 years, it's deteriorated, homeless issues, et cetera, and they've cleaned that out. When you do something like that, I think the vibration goes out from that. People see that. They hear that. They know that no longer are we going to tolerate that, and you have a chance to, in your words, reset things.
Yeah. My brother-in-law lives in the D.C. area, and he told me, you can just feel the vibe. It's a different vibe right now. You know, he actually went on the train. He had to run up to New York. He said, it is totally different right now. So I do think by doing this and setting that thing, it's almost like, you know, the population is not going to accept crime anymore. And going back to why I'm not at the White House, I actually had this idea. You got Tom Holman, who's the, you know, the border czar. What they need is a violent crime czar. And I just don't have a way of getting back and telling the president about this or Stephen Miller, but I do joke around and say, that's what you need, is somebody can go into these cities and say, hey, we can make this work. You know, what have you got to lose? Let's sit down. Here's our plan. Tell us where we're wrong. You know, debate this with us and make sure we have something that everybody can at least sort of agree to, and then try to do it. Because, you know, the number one responsibility for government, the number one, is to keep, you know, its people safe. And it's very simple. That is the number one priority. And I would think every elected official, that they should all be able to join hands and say, you know what, we're on different sides of the table, but, you know, we're still at the table. And then we want to keep our residents and citizens safe. So I would love to do that if given that opportunity, because I do think they need someone who can bring it together and just kind of go from city to city to city and try to move forward. You know, no one's called me yet, Dawg. So,
wait a minute. Look, the day's young. You just said it. I wrote it down. I'm going to write it down on my wrist. I'm just back from Charleston on a couple days with my wife. But I have energy flowing now. Our guys are going to be talking to their guys there. That's exactly right. You have someone like you who lives and breathes this and have success. That's exactly what you want. That's how it works. One guy responsible on this where Trump goes, hey, here's Jody Weiss. What's Jody say on this? That's how it gets done. So, Jody, I'm serious. We're going to at least make these entreaties and say that's exactly what ought to be happening here. The RNC sent you over. We're going to resend you to Washington.
Okay, well, I'll make a deal. You give me that phone call, and I'll definitely take that opportunity, because I would love to do that. You know, I think it's really important to try to keep our city safe, and I think there's great opportunity because you've got an administration that is 100% committed to do it. So let's give it a shot. Let's shove these thugs out of the big cities and make everybody in the city feel a little bit safer.
Jody, thank you. Thanks for coming on. You're in the Rolodex. We'll call on you again. Appreciate it very much.
All right, brother. You take care. Be safe. And go. I do miss those Philly steaks, so hopefully I can get up there. Luke's right. Is my place, so that's where I miss.
Not bad. Thank you, Jody. Jody Weiss here. All right. Quick bonding here. No, I did write that down. I'm trying to think of which Trump people should we bug with this to get that out there. A violent crime czar. You know, I know Trump likes that type. Oh, another czar. You guys all like czar. Yeah, I like one guy who's saying, not on my watch. And this guy is down to earth, and he's succeeded in Chicago. He's not gruff like Tom Homan. It's a little bit different, but a violent crime czar. All right, we're coming to you on the side question. Some geographic boundary, like the warning track, the Mendoza line, 38th parallel. I love the city line avenue. Come on, commissioners. You know why it was called the line. The line separated you from mayhem in Philadelphia, right down that line. You can put up big signs, City Avenue. I remember when they were putting it up there. Fraudulent. It's City Line Avenue.
Well, I mean, once you made it not City Line Avenue, it gave all the suburban people an excuse to be like, yeah, I'm from Philly. I'm from just outside of Philly.
That's right, too.
Yeah.
So,
there's
no
border.
You know what? Where we were, these women were in front of us at the nature ride thing that Roe had, and they said, oh, we're from Philly. And we had just talked to them. They're from Bucks County. We resent that. Say you're from Bucks County outside Philadelphia. Come on.
Yeah, you know, just outside of Philly, down in Oxford.
Yeah, that's all. Just say just outside of Philly. You can't say Philly. You're not in Philly. I'm sorry.
Mountain Birdsboro. You know, I'm right outside. I'm real close.
50 miles away. Well, it's surprising. I have to give them credit. They said Philadelphia, though. They didn't say, Bucks County. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Your calls are next. On Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Sad to see the passing of Robert Redford, age of 89.
Oh.
We might have to do a side question tomorrow. I was thinking of angles. Like what I always say in this case, Henry, and sometimes they get startled, the person I say it to, and then they have a sense of humor. Don't take a picture with this person. You will not look good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In comparison.
Yeah, you got to have some humility, some self-awareness. Yeah. Next to Robert Redford. Yeah.
Yeah. Mitt Romney would be one. I'm trying to think of the female. I mean, a lot of females I can think of. You're not going to.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And by the same token, Roe complaining about the photo they take as you're being processed through at the airport. How bad it is. Oh, it's meant to be bad.
Well,
there's
an easy fix to that.
Yeah. What's that?
Just say no.
You don't want to take a photo.
I say no every time.
Oh, we have to explore that. Does any more investigation happen? There's, step over here. Take your shoes off. Take your pants off.
No, there's nothing else. It's just you step up, and there's signs everywhere that say it's optional. So I just go, I don't want my picture taken. They go, okay.
All right. It is a bad picture. Let's go to Bo in Levittown. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bo. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How are you? Hey.
Good.
You know, it's disheartening to hear that Reverend talk about Charlie Kirk the way that he did. Seems to have very racial undertones, in my opinion. The other issue is he doesn't even know Charlie Kirk. I don't think Charlie Kirk ever had a racist bone in his body. If he ever listened to one of his podcasts or multiple podcasts at all. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing I'd asked him a few questions about Kirk, because I have to admit, I knew he was a phenom on college campuses, but I didn't have a sense America would react like this. Some of the numbers of vigils and all that, Bo, it's amazing to me.
It was, you know what turned me on to it? My daughters started listening to his podcast and said, you got to listen to some of these debates that he has on college campuses. They're really interesting and informative, and he doesn't yell at people, and he includes everybody. And
yeah,
he's got a lot more patience than I do with a lot of these people.
Bo, based on our conversations, I'm not bringing you out there to the college campus to smooth things over.
No, you shouldn't do that.
That's
you know, let's face it. My dad was from South Philly, Dom.
Yeah, okay.
It's you know, it took me years to wear off a lot of things that my dad instilled in me, and your folks, your relatives being police officers and all. I mean, you gotta really bite your tongue a lot. But here's this line. Unfortunately, made Shaq famous.
Right.
And they called, you know, they would do hack a Shaq to get Shaq on the free throw line.
Excellent. That's a great line. That is a very good line. Yep. From sports, there's several lines. That's one of them. Henry took one off the scrimmage line. I mean, I think what made football better on TV than in person in many ways is the yellow line. What you need for the first down. You're looking at that yellow line. You're jumping up toward the screen. Is it the guy's nose over it or not? That was a bad spot. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with friends of the show, State Senator Frank Farrey, then your calls from Bucks County. He was at a big vigil. I'm not sure if it was last night or the night before. Hundreds of people for Charlie Kirk, and they had the great sense to honor also and to remember Irina, the young Ukrainian refugee woman hacked to death in Charlotte, how that got knocked out of the box by what we've seen here with Kirk. Why has America come out in the manner that we've seen? These vigils are often hundreds of people. I didn't think Charlie Kirk was quite that figure. But the numbers are staggering. The emotion is incredible. But I like that they still honored Irina. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.